This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And here's what we're about to talk about on a Tuesday. It's going to be a huge first hour as we unpack a foundational truth of the communists, how they think, a bedrock of their religion, going to help us all, myself included, understand why we have headlines like the ones I'm about to read you. That's the bad news. The good news is they're afraid. They are afraid that we are exposing them, that we are figuring things out. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about communists lying about everything all the time, Jasmine Crockett being one of those, lying about the accent she doesn't have. They're lying about voter ID. Katie Porker wants to steal, just like all the other communists. All that. Scott Wiener is worried he's going to end up on the sex offender registry, and so much more coming up tonight. I'll even get to a bunch of emails on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to read a couple things, and I'll play you something. Just stay with me. Headline: ASU, that'd be Arizona State, ASU department head caught on video describing coordinated nationwide inclusion network used to evade federal and state bans on DEI. Okay. University of Kentucky staffer suggests DEI continues quietly in defiance of a state ban. NC State staffer admits school swapped names and titles but keeps DEI going. Another Mamdani aide found trashing white civility and white politeness and white women behavior online. I'll combine that with something, maybe you've already heard about it, maybe you haven't. This is a story out of Kentucky. There's a judge, her name's Tracy Davis, in case you're wondering, but that's not important. The judge has sitting before her somebody whose crimes I would ask you not to read about, because I made the mistake this morning as I was thinking about this. I read into it. The crimes are kidnapping, rape. Believe me when I tell you, I hope you trust me on this stuff by now. Don't look into the details. You don't need to know. We're talking about a monster. He's 20 years old, but he's a monster, a savage, a subhuman. He's an animal. He should be in a cage. Capital punishment should be on the table. Not fit to live in society. Should never live in society. Not around you, not around me, not around anybody. An animal. Sure, that's a condition of his upbringing, but an animal, right? Guy is supposed to get 65 years in prison. That's how bad these crimes are. Keep in mind, no death involved. You know how bad your crimes have to be to get a 65-year recommendation? The people looked at this, looked at his crimes and said, oh my gosh, we don't want to see him again until he's 85 years old. Lock him away, please. Judge disagreed. Tracy Davis. Here's what she said.
But Judge Davis thought the jury's recommendation was too long. She feels he hasn't mentally matured yet and never had a real shot at getting any help early in life.
But if you were to come in here and instead of being hurt and angry, which is what this court hears, right, as a 20-year-old African-American male that has been, you know, experience this society, etc., and you would show that, yes, okay, this is the situation. This is who I am. I don't want to be this person anymore. I don't want to be in jail for forever.
Thompson repeatedly stated he did not care, not about his sentence, the victim, or her family.
Focus on that. Just pause for a moment. I'll let it keep going. The monster said repeatedly, on camera, I don't care. I don't care about the victim. Don't care about my crimes. Don't care about, I don't care. This is not a guy groveling. Hey, I'll change. I had too many beers and did something bad. I'll change. That's not who I am. Didn't even say that. I don't care. That's what he got. Again, just a subhuman, an animal. The criminal himself telling the judge, don't care. The judge did this.
But Judge Davis emphasized she's the one that holds the pen. And regardless of what the media may think, she applies the law. To her, 65 years was an extremely long time. As she puts it, it's his whole life, one she doesn't believe should be spent entirely behind bars.
Doesn't matter what he said. Doesn't matter what he did. Judge Tracy Davis does what now? What did they say? Applies the law. And I want you to understand this as we expand on this and continue. She's being honest. Now, she doesn't apply the laws of Kentucky. She's not worried about the laws of America. But when Judge Tracy Davis puts on her judge's robes and sits down to preside over a trial of any kind, she has laws she follows, you understand. She has foundational truths, bedrock truths, and everything she does from there in her personal life, in her professional life, everything she does from there is based on the bedrock foundational truths that she knows. She's sick, evil, demonic, and all those other things, yes, but she knows these foundational truths of hers. Well, they're everything. And everything will build from there. Remember Gene Wu, born in China, of course? Now he's in elected office in Texas. Gene Wu, we played this for you the other day. Remember what he said?
I always tell people the day the Latino, African-American, Asian, and other communities realize that they share the same oppressor is the day we start winning. Because we are the majority in this country now. We have the ability to take over this country and to do what is needed for everyone and to make things fair.
You hear what Bryan Cranston, the actor, said?
My comment is, do you accept that that could possibly be construed as a racist remark? And most people, a lot of people go, how could that be racist? Make America great again? I said, so just ask yourself from an African-American experience, when was it ever great in America for the African-American?
Remember the former head of the Coast Guard under Joe Biden? Linda Fagan was her name. And we played for you over and over and over again an interview she gave on TV because it was so bonkers. Remember what Linda Fagan said? And she, again, this is not something she texted to her girlfriend. This is not something she discussed on wine night after a couple too many glasses of Merlot. Linda Fagan, the head of the Coast Guard, said this on camera loudly. Proudly.
We currently have nearly 40% women enrolled at the Coast Guard Academy. I'm really excited about the talent and the diversity that I see coming through the academy. My daughter is in the Coast Guard as a lieutenant, and there is just nothing but opportunity for her and all of the men and women that have joined the service. I'm really excited about the future as we look ahead.
You hear that and you think to yourself, that's bonkers. What are you talking about? You're the head of the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard has a critically important role guarding the shores of this country and patrolling it. But what? You're bragging about the gender of the people enrolled in the academy? How could this be? Well, let me explain something about Gene Wu, Judge Tracy Davis, actor Bryan Cranston, Linda Fagan, virtually every Democrat activist and Democrat elected official, your liberal Aunt Peggy, Hollywood actresses, half the morons who play professional sports, every college professor, almost all the education system itself, save a few wonderful teachers who are listening to this show, let me explain something in as plain English as I possibly can. Not that you have to think this way, I really hope you do not, but you had better understand how they think. White people are evil. White people have oppressed non-white people, all different kinds. Certainly straight white people, most definitely straight white men. Now you as an individual, you may not have, but that's not how they look at life and they don't care. Whatever, your dad did, your great-great-grandpa did, even if you did, whatever, you're benefiting from it, you are an oppressor. And everyone else, Gene Wu lays them out, everyone else.
I always tell people the day the Latino, African-American, Asian, and other communities realize that they share the same oppressor.
Everyone else is oppressed by white man. And therefore, white men as a collective are responsible. White men, white people in general, as a collective, must be punished. And everyone who isn't that must be rewarded, protected, lifted up. You don't have to think that way. I pray to God you do not. But you better understand they do. And that ain't changing. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're not going to dwell on this very long because it's kind of heavy, but it's something I wanted to get through. And I've used this story as an example before, but it is so, so important to understand foundational truths. Hopefully you have them in your life. Maybe in your, not everyone's are the same, by the way. In your personal life, maybe in your religious belief, there are bedrock foundational truths you never stray from. I brought up personal life, but for me, again, we're not always going to share the same ones. For me, I have a rule. Friends, family, coworkers, someone I'm even vaguely associated with, you are always welcome to pull me aside or text me and disagree with me, even loudly. We can have a big argument. Ever blast me publicly one time, we'll never speak again. You'll be blocked on my phone, blocked on social media. I'm talking about family members. Ever happens one time, we'll never speak again. Ever. That's a bedrock for me. I believe in identifying people who do that and cutting them out of my life immediately. It is a bedrock foundation for me. And I believe from that, my life has been better ever since I started doing it. It's a foundational truth. So again, everyone has these: personal life, business life, political life, religious. You have foundational truths. It's important to understand the bedrock foundational truths of your enemy so you can understand, is this someone I can negotiate with? Is this somebody I can come to a reasonable agreement with? If we agree on foundational truths of something, of anything, of business, of building a building, if we agree, I want the foundation, I want the piles to be going down this deep, I want this kind of concrete, and we agree on that, we may disagree on the drywall. You may disagree on the decor. The foundation sets us up for everything else. And more importantly, much more importantly, if we don't agree at all on the foundation, if I want those piles, if I'm building a skyscraper, this is a true story, if I'm building a skyscraper, a luxury apartment skyscraper in San Francisco, and I want the piles to go down 200 feet below the ground to the bedrock to ensure that place is going to hold up well, and you disagree, you want to cut costs, you want to drill them down only 60 feet, not worry about the bedrock, well, then you know what? We don't have to have an argument about the decor. We have to go our separate ways. We're not building an apartment together. It is important to understand that the American Democrats' mind has been so poisoned. I'm talking about media people, politicians, your liberal Aunt Peggy. I'm talking about athletes think this way. Across the board, judges think this way. Their minds have been so poisoned, they genuinely believe they are in a race war against white people. Even white communists think this way, by the way. This is not unique to anybody's skin color. Communists believe that white people are inherently evil. Everything they have done is evil. Their very existence is evil. And they believe that white people should be punished at every single possible turn. And also that non-white people should be rewarded, oftentimes with taxpayer funds, with position they don't deserve, with lower prison sentences. Non-whites should be, they should be held up in our hands as a society, celebrated and championed, all at the expense of those dirty whites. Now, I don't want you to become some sort of a race activist because all those people are dumb. I don't want you to look at your white friends or black friends or Latino friends or Asian friends or anything like that as if they're participants in this, because it's not about that. I do, however, I need you to understand that the communist in your life thinks like this. And they believe it to their core. It's so foundational to them. They'll tell you to your face. They'll tell you to your face. It's not like they're hiding it. It's not like they're saying it behind your back somewhere. They will tell you to your face. You kind of suck. This is Representative Charles Barron. Just listen to them. Just listen when they talk.
I have the distinct honor to be able to come before you and say I actually lost white population in my community. I lost them.
I'm not going to do the thing we always do. Well, imagine if the shoe was on the other foot. I'm not going to do that because it doesn't matter. It's not important for our conversation. What is critically important is understanding that's what moves these people. And just because they lost an election in November and DEI is no longer a popular concept because you and I worked very hard to make sure that broke containment, it got out into the public. The public hates it. The public realizes it's evil. There was backlash against it. So now they've changed some names. They've changed some titles. They've moved this around. They've moved that around. But not a single communist in the United States of America believes that foundational truth is actually a lie. At their core, they still believe their job is to reward everyone who isn't white and punish everyone who is. Race communism is as old as communism itself, because it's always been the easiest thing to sell to stupid, evil, violent people. The Soviets did it. The Chinese did it. The American Democrats have been doing it for a very, very long time. You're oppressed. He did it. Elect me, and I'll punish him for you. Corporate America does it. Just understand they haven't changed and they're not sorry. All right? That's the bad news. I have good news to piggyback on the end of this, probably make you feel a little better. Here's some more good news. Tunnel to Towers is still out there providing for widows and orphans. That's good news. As we get lost in our cultural wars and political battles, we can forget there are personal battles that are monumental for people. They're just enormous. Imagine the loss. Dad gets up, puts on a badge, and you never see him again. Where do you even begin? I don't know. I'll tell you this. Tunnel of the Towers comes alongside these families and helps them. Remember what Tunnel of the Towers did? Tunnel of the Towers built an entire community for widows and orphans in Florida. Tunnel of the Towers is paying off mortgages for them. Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. And they do all this with $11 a month from you? So many people have signed up. They give it automatically. They never know it's gone. 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Final point I'm making. Here is Sonny Hostin of The View talking about everyone who was mad that the Super Bowl was in Spanish. They'll tell you if you listen that they're here to conquer. They'll tell you. They'll brag about it.
I think what's so interesting to me is, you know, this country seems to be one of the only countries in the world that is so proud of being monolingual and not being able to communicate in more than one language. And the fact of the matter is, in about 20 years, multi-ethnic people will be the majority in this country. So if you don't understand Spanish, maybe start taking a little Duolingo course.
You're being conquered, Whitey. Learn to love it. Go take Spanish. They'll tell you. Sick. It's evil. It's wrong. Here's the good news, though. I love this headline so much I could kiss it. I saved this just to make you feel better before we move on and do other things. This is from Fox News. Quote, white saviors' use of whistles causes bitter internal rift inside the anti-ICE movement. Organizations from Seattle to Maryland tell predominantly white activists to quit white savior behavior during ICE operations. You see, let's do a little analogy here. If I took you, in fact, you know what? We did this, as a matter of fact, one time as a show in a weird way. Remember when we took a trip to the Holy Land? We wanted to go see where Jesus is crucified and all that other wonderful stuff. We went over there. The other stuff too, Chris. Some Old Testament stuff too. But we went over to the Holy Land, and I think it was like 200 people who listened to the show came, and it was just powerful. It was wonderful, and there's history, and there's all kinds of powerful stuff. It was wonderful. My dad was there, and mom was just great. Sister was awesome. 200 people from all over the country came together on that trip and made lifelong friends. I never saw an argument. Everyone just got along. How's that possible? People from all walks of life, rich, poor, middle class, all walks of life came along on a trip all the way around the world on a big tour, and it was hot, so people should be arguing. It was miserable hot, and everyone just got along. Why? Well, here's the truth. I could gather you and 200 more people who listen to the show, 500 people, 1,000 people, and we could gather in the Ozarks in Missouri. We could go to Canada, not that we'd ever want to go there. We could go to Australia. We could gather anywhere, and it would be relative harmony, because why? Shared values, decent people. It's inevitable. Shared values, decent people. Now, let's set you aside for a moment. What if there's a scumbag who lives near you? Maybe you went to school with him. Maybe you work with him. Maybe he's in your neighborhood. Every area has one. I know you have a scumbag. We do. I'm actually thinking about somebody specific. His name's Chris. But everyone has a scumbag. Now, instead of me, gathering in Missouri or Canada. Instead of that, grab the scumbag from your neighborhood. And you go grab a scumbag from your neighborhood. And you go grab a scumbag from your neighborhood. And I'll bring the scumbag from my neighborhood. And we're not going to attend, but we're going to drop all of them off. And it could be the most wonderful circumstances in the world. It's some luxury resort. Luxury resort on a lake. They even have access to boats and jet skis. It's a private chef. He makes wonderful pizzas and Kraft Mac. They have everything anyone could ever want. Comfy beds, free food. And it's every scumbag from every walk of life. And you threw them all in that camp for a day. They'd be fighting. They'd be at each other's throats. There'd be physical arguments or physical altercations. Inevitably, there'd be laws broken, things would be stolen, it would be a disaster. Because if you gather the scum of society, and there's always a bottom 5-10% of scum in society. They're going to be scum wherever they go. That's why you don't go to the amusement park on half price day. Everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you gather society's scum together, inevitably it's gonna be bad. You don't believe me? Go get a discounted room on a Carnival cruise ship and tell me how lovely a time you're about to have. Communists never get along forever. They'll find common cause in destruction. There's no question about it. Antifa will go out with Black Lives Matter to tear down a statue of Robert E. Lee. They'll be all drugged out and doing all the stupid rain dance stuff they do as the statues come down. That is inevitable. But the truth is, there's a very, very short shelf life on that. Because they're just the scum of society, and they're always going to hate each other because they hate themselves. They're always going to fight each other because they're all miserable, bitter people. The good news is, no matter where we go as a country, no matter where we go as a culture, you're going to work your way through it. I'm not saying everything's going to be wonderful all the time. I'm not going to say your personal life or financial life or whatever, it's going to be wonderful all the time, because that's not how life works. Life kicks you around a lot and then picks you back up and kicks you around again. That's the way life works. But these people, there's no end of the rainbow for them. There's no light at the end of the tunnel, because they have chosen to give in, to give themselves over to bitterness, to envy, to hatred of everything. Misery will follow these people around like a shadow for the rest of their lives, or until they decide to give it up. And if you don't believe me, I would invite you to go talk to former communists, many of whom listen to the show, many of whom I know in my personal life, to a man, to a woman. They say when they finally decided to stop being a dirty commie, it was like an elephant had been lifted off their shoulders. It was like a tremendous weight had been lifted off their chest, like they could breathe again. They stopped hating themselves. They stopped hating everything else. You can get mad, and I can get mad at these people all day long, but these people will always be more miserable than you.
I always tell people, the day the Latino, African-American, Asian, and other communities realize that they share the same oppressor is the day we start winning, because we are the majority in this country now.
Imagine looking at the world that way. Oh, well, these guys, they look like me, they're on my side, and those guys, they're white, they're evil, and that those guys, imagine looking at life in that way. Beyond it being dumb, beyond it not making sense, how miserable would that be? How bitter would every moment of your life be? You know, I mean, this judge that you hate, that I hate, Judge Tracy Davis. Take heart in this. This woman's probably never smiled once in her life. Not genuine.
But Judge Davis thought the jury's recommendation was too long. She feels he hasn't mentally matured yet and never had a real shot at getting any help early in life.
But if you were to come in here, and instead of being hurt and angry, which is what this court hears, right, as a 20-year-old African-American male that has been, you know, experienced this society, et cetera, and you would show that, yes, okay.
The Michelle Obama of judges, miserable about everything. All right, let's do some emails. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Tuesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I do some emails, I want to make one more point. And actually, I need to give credit to Megan Kelly's team for this one, because they put together this back and forth montage. And what you're about to listen to is J.D. Vance being interviewed versus Michelle Obama being interviewed. So stop for a moment. This is for the people who are politically undecided. Maybe you're young and politically undecided. Maybe you're 80 and politically undecided. I understand that. I'm not going to make a bunch of tax arguments to you or open borders arguments or anything. I'm really not going to do that right now. I'm going to make this all about you. You can think 100% selfishly. Now think about this. Think about what it means in the United States of America to rise to the level of vice president or first lady. Think about how your life is. I'll tell you, I've told you this story before. I had to go do a thing out in California. It was in Newport Beach, California. I'd never been to Newport Beach before. It's where all these rich people live. This was a big political event that I believed in. So it worked out that I got to hitch a ride with a super rich guy, billionaire, actually. Super cool dude. But I got to hitch a ride with him out to Newport Beach. Aub got to come with me. They wanted Aub with me. They love her. So I'm sitting on a private jet. Now, I haven't flown on a lot of private jets. Sitting on a private jet, we land in Newport Beach. There was a United States senator with us. Private jet lands in Newport Beach, California. The stairs come down, and there's a fleet of black SUVs with security personnel waiting for us to get into it and leave. Probably the coolest experience of my entire life. I'll probably never have that experience again. But Aub and I get in the back of this SUV feeling completely out of place, and we look at each other. We both give each other that look of, what are we doing here? We lived in an extended stay hotel stealing free beers on free pizza night at one point in time. What are we doing here? We weren't stealing, by the way, they gave them to us. But what are we doing here? Now, that's one moment in my life. Like I said, I'll probably never have another one. And I don't need another one. If you're the vice president of the United States of America, if you are the first lady in the United States of America, you know what they call that? Tuesday. That's every moment of your life. If you're going to breakfast, that's your moment. That's your entire life. If you're flying to Paris, France, that's your entire life. It's every moment of your life. Think how insanely cool that would be. Now, I'll play this. Again, credit to them. It's the Megyn Kelly Show team who put it together, but it's so, so good. If you're politically undecided, set aside your politics. Set aside the politics of these two people. They've lived that life. Private jets, all that stuff. That both these people, they've lived it and are living that life. Which one of these two people do you want to be?
There are certainly sacrifices that come along with this life.
Our kids are little. We're going to have to move.
There are also a lot of good things.
It's expensive to live in the White House.
What a blessing it is to be here.
There were moments when I didn't feel like I got enough attention.
We live in this beautiful, very protected mansion that the American people have gifted us.
Many people don't know. I mean, much is not covered.
Most of our meals are prepared for us. So we don't have to worry as much about cooking.
You're paying for every food, every bit of food that you eat.
There are a lot of things that in some ways make having a baby easier.
How do you raise kids in the White House? It's dangerous.
You don't have to worry about TSA lines when you're the vice president. Air Force Two makes transportation pretty easy.
We had to pay for their travel to be on the plane.
My attitude towards kids.
They're a hassle.
What the hell have we gotten ourselves into? No more kids.
They mess you up.
Then we had a second, then we had a third, and now both of us are just like, what's one more?
Whatever.
What attitude do you want in life? Our lives, not to be all Tony Robbins on you, our lives really are an accumulation of the choices we make, which paths we choose to walk down. If you're a communist, hate listening right now. And I know you're sending more death threats as we speak. Jesse@jessekelly.com. I'm going to come kill you. All that stuff. Okay, that's fine. But aren't you tired of feeling like that all the time? Being angry all the time. Hating life all the time. And if you're undecided, be very, very careful going down that left path. Because that's how it ends for you. That's how it ends for you. Jesse. I hear on social media that the Save America Act, the Democrats are saying that women won't be able to vote or it will be difficult if their name doesn't match their birth certificate. It's a scare tactic, but it would be great to correct the information out there from someone in the know. Says I can say her name. Her name's Cammie. Yeah. Well, they just lied.
The Republican election bills being considered are a direct attack on dissent of current Republican policies on married women, women who build careers, led companies, serve in Congress, and yes, women like me who got married and changed their names.
They just lie. They lie about everything all the time. Why do I tell you that all the time? Why is that something I repeat all the time on the show? Because that's something you and I have to remember this too. We have to get through our thick heads. They will lie about huge things, not little things. Honey, I love the spaghetti seasoned just right. They'll look you right in the eye and say, water isn't wet, water isn't wet, water isn't wet, water isn't wet. And they'll take it a step further. They'll demand you repeat it. Now say it with me. Water isn't wet, right? Why aren't you saying it? Don't you believe it? It's been a communist tactic forever. They'll lie about everything all the time. And so we can't constantly do this thing. But they're saying this, but they're saying that. Again, I'll point out, they'll tell a huge lie about one subject today, and they'll wake up tomorrow and tell a huge lie about a different one while you're still chasing down the first lie. And then the next day, they'll wake up and tell a huge lie about something else, and you're still chasing down the last two lies. And if you're going to do that, you're going to pull your hair out. You're going to be bald like I am. Just accept they're lying all the time. Words to them are only weapons to be used for the revolution. You heard her say it.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
They lie about everything all the time. Another lie is that you need a pill bottle in order to get rid of pain. Or that you just have to live with it. Hey, sorry, you used to be able to play sports. Now you can't because it hurts. Guess that's part of getting old. That's a lie. Relief Factor is proving that to be a lie. Relief Factor is proving that your body just needs a little support. Your body knows why it hurts. It's inflamed. It's why your back hurts all the time. Your body's trying to fight it. Your body needs some support, and that is what Relief Factor is, 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. Did you know almost 70% of the people who order Relief Factor, 3 weeks of it, call them and order more? Why do you think they do that? Because you watch the pain melt away in your life, and life gets better. Get your life back, your sports back, your enjoyment back. $19.95 for 3 weeks of it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.